Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Bilal, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bilal?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, bro.
Okay. All right. I'm off the direct connect. But so we can get through. We'll get through.
Okay,
this
great.
But anyway, good evening to everyone. And I have the mics open. And looks like that was a mistake, so I'm gonna have to close some of them. Let's close that one and see what happens. Close this one and see what happens. And you want to know something? I think it's mine. I think I am the culprit of what's happening. Aziz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, like I said, go ahead and take the lead on the show. I'm having problems.
All right. Good evening to our viewers, listeners out there. This is New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. Blog Talk Radio Show. Everywhere we have it. From 7 to 8 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time, and our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that's 657-383-1372. And the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show is inviting businesses to come on our program. Tell us about your business, network with other business, identify who you are. And that's what we're about, identifying businesses, networking, and marketing. In recent times, we've had a couple shows featuring networking and marketing in terms of a project that's going on down in Selma, Alabama. That a community is building, trying to take occupy as well as buy the town of Selma, Alabama, since a lot of its business majority have left there and gone other places and left the town actually for others to take over or just let decay. Also, we featured on our program about a group of 12 African-Americans that bought 90-some acres of land in Georgia, and their intentions are to build a safe haven community there, and they're inviting others to come. They have plans on how they're going to develop the project, and one of the developers that's going to be going down there, brother, just got a development contract down there, got it through the New African Business Association Blog Talk Radio show. He attributes to Brother Bilal and his networking and marketing of different businesses, putting him in contact with the people down there, and they were able to work out a situation where they're going to be doing some business together. And so this is about what we're about, getting businesses to come together, whether it benefits us financially or them financially. This is our effort on a constant basis, and for a number of years now, trying to get African Americans to identify their business. Come on our program, identify your business. Let us know who you are. Be a part of the New Africa Business Association by becoming a member of the New Africa Business Association. By becoming a member of the New Africa Business Association, you allow us to have this ongoing program, because programs like this do cost. But, you know, you allow us to have an ongoing program letting different businesses come on and tell us what they're about, identify themselves, let us know what they're about, as well as maybe listening to the program as a business person. You may see another businessman, a businesswoman that is operating a business that you may be concerned about or would like to know more about. And you network. Maybe your two businesses can come together, collaborate, and have a business relationship there where it's, you know, economically good for both. And this is the type of things that we look forward to making happen and help happen with the New Africa Business Association. And we have other partners that we have worked with, members out of Oklahoma. That's a part of us, Oklahoma Black Wall Street. And those partners have been working with us and promoting African-American business, as well as an affair that they're going to be having. But this month in particular is a Women's History Month. We would like to definitely have some of our listeners that's coming on bring up and tell us about some women that they know that are doing business as well as just our women that's been helping out in the community as well as the country. Let's identify some of these women and give them credit. It's like the women that pulled off the Miss Stacey Abrams and those that helped her in the state of Georgia that pulled off that turnaround in the Senate race there, which a lot of people seemed impossible, but these women, you know, got right down and it put a tremendous amount of work on the ground there, more on the ground than through social media or on TV or something like that. I'm talking about person-to-person identifying with people. Yeah, giving them a reason to come out and vote in that, as well as waking up the dead, those that had not, you know, voted before. And we see also in that same motion that these sisters did, we see former President Jimmy Carter has come out and condemned the behavior of some of his state fellow state politicians, Republicans in particular, that have been trying to change up the voting districts and things like that, as well as making voting registration really difficult. And it, you know, this type of behavior and that is not good for people that want to stay in this country and prosper. And
exactly, Brother Aziz. Yes. And with that said, we're going to open up our mics. And like I said, this is a business identification night, network marketing, identifying your own businesses. So we're going to open the mics up, and those of you who like to join in and identify yourself or have comments about business or start business associations in your own communities, the mics are open, and we certainly welcome your comments. Okay, Brother Aziz, look like we... I'm still getting that... I think, man, that's, that feedback is coming from me. So I am going to try to mute myself as much as I can. But like I said to you, I am open to all the mics up as you come on, and I know that you got... So if you have any comments, we certainly welcome your comments. Brother Aziz, what you were saying is exactly what is needed. We not only the New Africa Business Association right here in Washington, D.C., but you need to have business associations in every community. Business has got to be a part of the community's agenda. When you start talking about your PTA meetings and all of your other social meetings and your church meetings or what have you, you've got to start having include business in your community meetings and always have conversations as a community about business, because the black community is a very valuable community. It's just a matter now of putting businesses, something that we've been discouraged not to do. Matter of fact, that's what the capital of, well, not capital, I'm talking about money, is what a business would bring to a black community, and that's just what they want to keep out of the black community, is a large amount of capital. They want that money spent across the track, and across the track is their neighborhood. They want to open the businesses and service you in business and get that large amount of money that we as African Americans spend. So, again, having black business in your own communities, and start with having a business agenda by having business meetings. And you, because that's just something in our communities we don't talk about as a community, and that is business. And so, again, and I'm telling you, now's a very good time to start becoming invested financially and start building businesses in your own black communities. With the interest rates being as low as they are today, this is a wonderful time to take monies out of your equities, your home equities. Remember, home equities is the best savings a person can have, is the equity that's in their homes. Usually that grows about 5 or 10% every year. And with the interest rates low, now's a good time to start taking monies and to start opening businesses right in your own communities. Just think, if you wanted to start a Sunoco filling station right in your own black communities within the next 30 days, all you need is about 10 of you to take a $10,000 loan and start a franchise, a Sunoco station or something of that nature, as to where now you're selling gas right in your own black communities rather than driving and spending 5 gallons of gas just to buy gas from those who are uptown. So, again, put businesses in your communities and start having business meetings in your communities. Put business on your agenda. So, again, this is the New Africa Business Association. That's what we are constantly always trying to talk about, because, again, we know the value of being black business owners. We all are black business owners and have been for many, many years. That's how we sustain ourselves. That's how we make a living. We do for self. And now we're trying to now it's time for the entire communities to start doing for self and becoming financially vested as a community and start growing your business jointly. So, again, our mics are open. Brother Aziz, we welcome your comments. Again, I know I broke in on you, but you know how we are. I'll run my mouth, you run yours. Yes, Brother Aziz, go right ahead.
I was going to say, you know, in recent times, you know, there's been a lot of talk about businesses that we used to have back in the day when we were segregated and we were forced to do business with one another somewhat, you know, because of the type of harassment and that we get when we go downtown doing business with white folks. Well, today, and you know, I think, and this is not a fact, but I think that a lot of the business, again, should be promoted to the through the places where we congregate mostly. And that's not at no club or no places of real recreation. In the churches, the mosques, the masjids, in the churches, and the temples, and places of worship where our people go, the leaders there, administrators there, the leader. That's why I say the leader, not just the pastor, the imam, or whatever the head is, but the leaders there, that community. You're right. They should be having meetings specifically addressing businesses in their community, as well as getting together and investing in a business together that could benefit the community. And this is something that seriously has to be looked at. It has to be an agenda, unless there's some kind of fear out there that our leaders and leaders in the community just don't want to take those steps to address that and say, well, you know, maybe that's not fair. Everybody can have a business opportunity in America. We don't want to knock nobody, but that's not so. Everybody in America, our business opportunities were not the same as us, and they do business with one another first. That's the example that we should be looking at when they set up businesses in our communities. They do business with one another first, because if there's no more of them around, then they don't have anything to really live for. And it's the same way with us. You know, we don't have none of us around in that. I mean, you know, who do we follow? Who's our leader then? Who do we lead? How can we lead a family? We don't have any culture. That's what I'm talking about. All cultures take care of one another. And so this is not only just a business blog talk radio show, but it's about taking care of a culture too. Doing business with one another. Seeking out places that, you know, where are people in business, in certain businesses. There used to be an Islamic, for our community, yellow pages, if that's the proper word, a business directory, I should say, a business directory, to have a legitimate Afro-American business directory for every city. It would be a nice undertaking for a group of people to embark off on. You know, it's like having the cities, areas mapped out, and different people belonging to this big organization. Find out who all the black businesses are in those areas and make sure that they're legitimate and everything. And after they find out who those businesses are and they're legitimate and everything, send them on to the main data where we're trying to put the big book together. Thank you, Mr. Duffy. And form at then you form a directory where you can go on and in the smallest as well as the biggest city in America, if we exist there and we have a business and you're in that area as an African American and you need a certain, you have a certain need to be taken care of, boom, there you are. You have someone that is reputable enough to be on those, in that directory. We're not just talking about someone that, you know, have a business today and gone tomorrow. We're talking about reputable businesses. And it's just one of the, you know, many things that contribute towards organizing us closer to doing business.
Again, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Again, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Brother Aziz, you're absolutely right. When it comes to, but see the thing about it, Brother Aziz, I understand as far as what you're saying as far as directories and identification. But right now, we in African American communities just don't have any businesses. So as far as a business directory, I mean, fine and good, but right now, any business that we put in the community, it is a beginning, and we'll fill our directories up as we start of putting businesses in the community. But right now, I need to see a sign that says open. Right there in the black community, and that sign represents just about every business that I can think of that we like to go and do our services of goods and products. So services and goods, that's the type of businesses that needs to be in our community. And I am saying, now, as a business owner, if I don't necessarily, if I look at the responsibilities and the obligations of owning a business, I don't think I would want to be in the business alone. You know, so if you start talking about a bottom community and starting a Sunoco filling station, I wouldn't be interested in doing that. But if you start talking about 10 of us as a community of business ventures owning a filling station in the community, yes, now I would be interested in doing that because I'm not into, first of all, I'm not into this thing alone. I have nine other serious business folks who have just as much skin in this business, money in this business is what I'm saying, as I am. They're just as vested, and they need to work just as hard as I need to work to make this business go. In other words, I am saying what a group of us can do, I always think can outdo what one person can do. So that's why I think it's very interesting to look at becoming LLC ownership, a group that owns the business, because they're, you know, for instance, if it's no more than opening day, if there's 10 of us who own the business, my goodness, I am having all of my friends and family and all come to whatever the business is. And I have 10 other associates that's doing the same thing. Well, look at the group that we have just at opening day by having a large group rather than a sole proprietor. So that's why I am saying join together, become financially vested as a community, and start opening businesses together. Your beticians, whatever type of business that you talk about you want to go into, go ahead and open it up, because going to be able to prosper because there's non-existent. You don't even have competition. So open your business right there in your own communities where the citizens of that community don't have to do nothing, get in their car and drive a short distance or walk to your business because the business is right there in the community. So our mics are open. Again, we still have time. If you wish to identify your business, tonight is network marketing, business identification, so you can identify your business, or you can generally talk about business, or you can talk about politics. Our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Evening this evening, but I can sort of understand that. But again, Brother Aziz, again, if we don't have too much any participation, I can always any comments that you wish to make, you know, we'll go ahead and make them, and if we have to, we'll make a short evening of this. That you wish to. If not, I'm not going to overlook.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, these are the things, Brother Bilal, that we constantly talk about is, you know, participating, you know, participation, you know, because we'll have a lot of people, you know, they'll talk about, they need to do this. They need to do this. We don't have this, that, and this. But if they find out, you know, participation, you know, that's the activity. Participation is what gets them, you know, the ball rolling to start trying to get something done if you're interested in these type of things. You know, even if you don't have a business, if you're interested in wanting to start a business, it's trying to see how to get up with other people that are interested and putting, getting a business together. This is the type of thing that we've been, you know, trying to promote. And if we just depended on participation alone, then a lot of times in many, many shows like ours, we would give up and throw the towel in and just say, forget it, no one's listening. No one really cares in that. But, you know, the effort that we're doing is, for something bigger than us. It's just that, you know, the pleasure, as you know, Brother Bilal, you've been supporting this here. You're the one who originated this program for a number of years now, many, many years. And if it wasn't for the love of wanting to just see us grow business-wise as a people, because if we can grow business-wise, there's a unity and a love among us that there's no turning back then, you know. It's like it shows that we have a compassion towards one another. We respect one another. We like to see one another having the good things. It's not that we are jealous of one having more than us or the same as us. You know, it's some work to be done in trying to get that to move forward, because these are all the things that comes out of a business relationship. You have all this love and understanding and patience for one another and doing business and achieving goals to try to have it in the best manner that you can for displaying a business where, you know, none of us are working together. And it's happening, but sometimes we're not in the same circles where, you know, we have the African Americans that are doing what we're saying right now. They're doing that. We know somewhere, But the part that, you know, we've been playing, as well as you, brother, and putting this show on, has been, you know, we've talked to people coast to coast, up north and south, and, you know, it's still something we're in. We're reaching out to whomever, wherever, that can entertain us. It may touch them to go out and do something where they gather with others that want to get in the business. You know, just sometimes hearing the word that will activate someone's inspiration to go a little further than just thinking about it and go out and try to do something about it. So, you know, brother, I guess we'll keep doing this and try to have other guests come on that are professional business folks that's been here for a while. Like you said.
Assalamu
alaikum.
This is Omar Kenyatta. Come to
Brother Umar?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to hear your voice.
I'm recovering from some ailments, but I still try to fire back here.
Alhamdulillah, I'm glad to know that you're well, brother. I didn't realize you had been ill. I need to continue to, you know, make check in on you, brother. I didn't realize you've been ill. Are you better now?
Yeah.
Yes,
much better. And got cleared up along with Brother Bilal, our COVID shots, too.
Oh, yeah, Brother.
What's going on, Brother Bilal? How you doing, sir?
Everything's good, brother. It's good to hear from you.
Always good to hear from you, brother. You know, I last week I tuned in on Black Wall Street. You know, your vibe's still going strong, brother. The sisters mention your name even when you're not in your presence. What kind of juice my brother got? I mean, you know what I'm saying? The energy. He would have to be there in a physical form. You know what I'm saying? His nectar just sweet. It just comes out. But you know, I was listening to the conversation in terms of the reaction to this evening's program, and my mind began to think in terms of, I think you said something, Brother Aziz, in terms of being in the network, in terms of individuals who are either doing something similar to what we're doing or have a different network of individuals in the business, and creating an environment that we can learn from one another. I think you kind of alluded to that, as well as Brother Bilal, in terms of continuously building a network. Of course, you know, I'm saying the New Africa framework, you know, has its attachments in Atlanta and everything in other places. I don't know what is the problem, or if there is a problem, in terms of connecting, at least when you have a special guest on or something that's happened in a certain area that can be shared, because this forum is a very important forum, and, you know, particularly the fact you got a new generation emerging in the entrepreneur business mindset, and they need to be able to learn, you know, from the veterans, you know, from the elders, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean elders by age, of course, Brother Bilal. I mean elders in terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I had reached out to Sister Aisha in terms of, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some kind of framework going there with an article. And we have not really got back together to discuss that, but definitely that newspaper need to be utilized in some kind of way to at least acknowledge that this forum takes place still on a weekly basis. You know, we've got so many things that are happening now with the new administration out in terms of what's the direction it's going in terms of enhancing business development. I know the president spoke sometimes in terms of the reach out, a real aggressive reaching out for, you know, African-American businesses. I don't know what that means on the ground, but there's a lot of newsworthy activities that is happening. You know, so this just could be one of those evenings where, you know, so much is going on that, you know, obviously people are not tuning in. People could just be tuning in, just don't have anything to say, just listening. But I just want to, you know, say what you're doing, at least since I've been in kind of catastrophe, is definitely worthwhile, you know? There's no question in terms of having a radio forum on a weekly basis where, you know, business and ideas are discussed or information is given to enhance, you know, one's business.
Appreciate your comments, Brother Umar. And like I said, I'm having, like I said, fellas, they're getting the feedback from me. That's why Brother Aziz, he is gonna, I'm going to have myself on mute because I am having a problem. Let me get off of this.
Yeah, that's really true. Yes. Yes, Brother Umar, it's good to hear your voice, brother, and back giving some of your good comments on things that we need to discuss as a New Africa Business Association. Brother Bilal was mentioning something to me about maybe seeing something wherein the Muslim Journal was going to feature something on a New Africa Business type of weekly comment or something.
Well, I had approached Sister Aisha with that idea of writing a column, you know, business in our lives, but she hasn't gotten back to me in terms of the actual content itself. But I did notice from the last two articles there was nothing mentioned at all around the New Africa. One point in time was a full page, and then went to a quarter page. And the last two editions, there has not been any image or any language at all in terms of the New Africa piece. So I don't know what she's going to put that up for an ad situation, for individuals who are in business who want to sponsor that, you know, that image of Imam Muhammad talking about New Africa. So
yes.
Yeah, it's not listed. It was not featured at all for the past couple of weeks.
Well, you know, this I don't know if you know the since this COVID-19, if the circulation or the distribution of the Muslim Journal has been doing well or not. You know,
I know on our end it has been doing well at all, you know, because, you know, the massages have not been really full, you know. I mean, I was a courier in Richmond, and, you know, unfortunately, you'd like the brothers to tell me about Muhammad's speech, you know, you just get them piled up in your closet, you know.
Right, yeah, right, you know.
But, I mean, a lot of the younger people are basically using the electronic form anyway. You know, they're doing it online. They're not necessarily looking at the hard copy. So you got a multiplicity of different audience, you know, in terms of, I know old guys like me, I still use the newspaper.
Yeah, I love the newspaper, you know. But, you know, that's kind of what we were used to, but still, you know, thinking about the financial end of the paper itself may not be doing as well.
Now, we are lacking some real serious organizational framework since the passing of Imam Muhammad. Our organizational framework has really got raggly, if I may use that word to describe when, you know, you have one mess sit 20 miles away and they sit it and there's no interaction at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we really, you know, that's really a need. I don't know how you brothers will feel about it, but some kind of, I wouldn't say centralized leadership per se, but definitely some kind of organization tying their messages together in some kind of way. Because, you know, it's really getting disjointed. You know, I don't know what you're feeling. You know, I mean, like, you know, you are in the D.C. area. Do you know what's going on in Virginia, or you know what's going on in the Baltimore area, or the Maryland area, or Jersey? I mean, is there any kind of relationship at all?
No.
None directly, other than, you know, what we see in the Muslim Journal, well as the imams be contacting each other and having, you know, get-togethers from what we understand. But as us as communities getting together, like, you know, with the community down in Richmond, And, you know, and down in Norfolk or Portsmouth, no, I haven't seen that activity going down like that at all.
See, if that pattern continues on, then obviously you got, you know, Allah forbid, you got organizational disintegration, you know what I'm saying? Because there's really no presence, you know, and then you know, all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you just got, you know, different leaders popping up saying, hey, I'm the leader, I'm this, I'm that, because there was no, you know,
right.
I just wanted you brothers, you know, I would have a lot more history than I do in terms of, you know, transition from this Islam into, you know, leadership over to Muhammad. I mean, you got a perspective on that. But, you know, I don't see why we can't have something like a national association of masjids, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, let it grow. I mean, it ain't about, you know, like nobody leading who. It's just a matter of just having a network of communication at least, you know, in some kind of form
yes,
or sense.
Yes.
Because if you got,
right.
You know, Brother Bilal may know more about this. Say, Brother Bilal, on a national level, you got 25, 30 masters together. Would you be in a position to negotiate with an insurance company some kind of burial plan or something for that many people?
Of course you could. If you had that type of activity.
Because, you know, I don't know what's going on in Richmond.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know in other places, but I know in Richmond, sometimes,
yeah,
believers, you know what I'm saying, don't have even $1,000 burial fund. I mean, so if you just had at least a framework at, you know, at one's demise, they at least got a couple $1,000 or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, there's no reason why the masjids, the churches, can't start their own last expenses and that need situation.
Well, that's the direction. You got individuals like you. The question is, individuals like yourself who know about the insurance industry. I mean, we could start our own nice national insurance company just on a burial plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And say no more than $5,000 at minimum, because that's always a challenge. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, you know, I know in Richmond we have several people pass and unfortunately have not been, you know, prepared for that because no one saw the need or didn't make the investment. And so, but if you had something which we could present to the people, you know, this is a burial plan, you know, whatever the case may be, I don't know the business sense of it, but if we had, you know, a conversation around creating a new Africa insurance company or some kind of name, whatever you might call it, but, you know what I'm saying, it can't actually, you know, legally, you know, carry, have the burden of providing some type of mutual insurance.
Oh, yeah, I mean, see, in other words, just take the name insurance out of the equation. But as far as having last rights and having a burial expenses for members of
right,
our
very,
church.
Right, burial expenses, right.
There's nothing, I mean, you could easily start a fund like that. And remember, let's just say everybody in the group would put up $20 a month. Remember, the mortality rate in this country is only 12%. So if you got a 12% mortality or a 12% payout, then now the money that you, that $25 that everybody in the church or hundreds of folks are putting into, that is residual money that's constantly growing to do other things because you only got 12% of your citizens dying.
That's where the sound investments come in.
Precisely.
You know, I mean, that's where you begin to look at what are some sound investments that can reproduce that
create other interests and businesses just by that one particular endowment.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's the word putting forward.
My point is, you know, with the business sense that you and Brother Bilal have, how do we get in front of these imams and get them to have buy-in in terms of the national, you know, community insurance program? So I know they know the need is there.
Bilal, you know who the right one might be, don't you? I said, you know who the right imam would be for what Brother Umar is saying. Somebody that would pin another medal on their chest.
I don't know the imam.
We know an imam that we could probably refer to that would maybe of a great assistance to an idea like that, as long as we could keep everything in a certain perspective.
Well, I mean, if this imam has convening power, meaning that his influence can get 25 other imams to the table, you know what I'm saying, in a way that there is a collective buy-in with a lawyer presence to be able to respond to any legal questions relative to the establishment of a mutual burial plan. But that's what we're talking about, a mutual burial plan. You know, maybe two.
Okay.
My brothers will come to the end of our segment. But you're right, that's one that we can put on the agenda. But I've been sort of suggesting what you're talking about, that Brother Umar, for years. But again, like I said, I became so doggone disappointed and discouraged with trying to get something done in our community until... I don't even know how to present the effort, because
that's why it's critical that we try to get that business article in the journal, so we can kind of feed the community the knowledge base to grow the knowledge in the minds of the people, that they could see the vision of entrepreneurship investments in ourselves. As I think where Brother Aziz said earlier was beautiful. It's a cultural reality. I mean, I love the way you coined that. And that type of language, unfortunately, has not been used around the normal cultural idea of reinvesting in ourselves to create our own institutional life. You know, so it's just a matter of how do we get the message out. And I think this form is one form. It's just a matter of again, advertising. I'm going to try to reach out to Aisha again and see how we can move on that article, in the journal.
We're getting ready to go off, but let us know. And I look forward to next week. Brother Umar, give us a call, and let's talk about this. But until next Wednesday at the same time, this is the New Africa Business Association, Bilal Bonham, along with my co-host,
Brother Lee Shaheed. Brother Umar, we'll talk soon.
All right, then, brother. It's good talking to you, brother.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate you calling in, too. Thank you.
All right, then.
That's it. I'm going to leave. Salam. I'm going
to have a cut to close.
Turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I have to someone special.